The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show that answers the question,
is it possible to make a vowel sound out of a potato?
Can the word potato be a verb?
What about an actual potato? Can that be a verb?
What about the word verb? Can the word verb be a verb? Can it be a potato?
Mama, I'm scaring myself.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
God, you're scaring me. Stop that. Folks, I want to take you back, if I could, for a moment to 1974. October 15th, Johnny Carson welcomed his guest on The Tonight Show with the following words. He said, "I imagine there are very few people who are not aware of Catherine Kuhlman. She probably, along with Billy Graham, is one of the best-known ministers or preachers in the country." That's how famous she was when I was growing up, but a lot of people haven't heard of Catherine Kuhlman. She is a very important figure in 20th century Christianity, certainly in American Christianity. And fortunately, I have in the studio Amy Collier Artman, who has written a biography of Catherine Kuhlman. Amy, welcome.
Thank you so much.
I need to get the title in. It's The Miracle Lady, Catherine Kuhlman and the Transformation of Charismatic Christianity. I always want to know how people come to write the things they do. What led you to write a book on Catherine Kuhlman? What is your background?
Well, I came to the University of Chicago to do a PhD in the mid-90s, and I knew when I came there that I wanted to work on American religious history. The University of Chicago is basically where that began.
So you knew that you wanted to be an academic, that you wanted to be a professor?
Yes.
And so you go to the University of Chicago and get your PhD in what?
Mm-hmm. In American, well, in the history of Christianity is the actual degree,
right.
But I specialize in American religious history.
Yeah. And is that how you stumbled into the world of Catherine Kuhlman?
Well, I knew that I wanted to work on, and this is interesting because kind of the struggle I had led me to her. What word do you even use? Charismatic Christianity, enthusiastic Christianity, emotional Christianity, you know, that part of Christianity. I knew I wanted to work on that. And I love the 70s. That's why we were talking about the Eagles. I love the 70s. And so I knew that I wanted to talk about the charismatic renewal movement in that area. But that is a very diffuse movement. There's not one leader. So, you know, do you want to talk about the Catholic charismatic renewal? Do you want to talk about it in the South, in the North? And so I needed some type of narrative backbone for that. And my advisor, Catherine Breckus, one day looked at me and she said, "Have you ever heard of Catherine Kuhlman?" And my answer was no.
Oh, you had not heard of Catherine Kuhlman.
I hadn't heard of her.
I'm old enough to remember Ruth Buzzy.
Yes.
On Laugh-In, making fun of Catherine. Not in a nasty way.
No.
But Catherine Kuhlman was very dramatic. She'd wear these flowy gowns, and you know, she acted slightly crazy. Now, I don't think she was, but she. If you were not on the same page, you'd think, who the heck is this?
Right.
But she was very famous, and so many people admired her so much. So it is kind of funny that she's drifted away from the consciousness. So you hadn't even heard of her when you're getting your PhD. And so then now you start looking into her, and she's one of the people, of course, you can watch videotapes. It's not like studying Jonathan Edwards.
Right.
Where there are very few videotapes of Jonathan Edwards preaching.
Yes. Yes. Yes,
and if you find
exactly.
one, don't trust it. okay, so, well, then tell us about Catherine Kuhlman.
Well, what drew me to her was very much that her life, she's born in 1907 in Concordia, Missouri, so she's kind of Midwestern lady, and then she dies in 1976, so her life spans this real transformation that I talk about, where charismatic Christianity goes from really the fringes of society, where really in the early 20th century to be Pentecostal was to be very looked down on. It was awkward. People didn't want to have anything to do with that. Then you get to the end of the 20th century, and especially Pentecostal forms of worship or charismatic forms of worship have, they're dominant now. So how do you tell that story? And her life gives you a chance to tell the story. And I mean, gosh, where to begin? She's 15 when she goes on the Sawdust Trail.
She was an evangelist from the beginning.
Yes.
She was like a girl evangelist.
She was. She called herself that until she was in her early 30s, as a matter of fact. She still wanted to be the girl evangelist.
The girl evangelist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she's born a year after Azusa Street,
exactly.
which many people, you know, say is the volcano from which the Pentecostal movement comes in San Francisco, I guess, in 1906.
Mm-hmm.
And it is true, you're right, that, you know, when we think of charismatic Christianity, Pentecostal Christianity, it is complicated. Because I remember when I first came to faith in 1988, there were these streams, you know, that there was an Episcopal, in the Episcopal Church, through Terry Fulham, who I was privileged to know, there was this big charismatic movement. And then the Catholic Church had a huge charismatic movement and all these different things. And there's something really beautiful about the ecumenism of that time. We don't see so much of that right now.
Yeah, and she was very excited about that, very excited to be a part of that. And her television show, I believe in Miracles, which was on in syndication for 10 years, she invites very purposely Catholic priests, nuns to come on her show. She has Lutheran ministers. She has Dennis Bennett, the Episcopalian rector who was on Time magazine and really kind of broke things open in the Episcopal Church. And then she has just kind of your everyday people come on the show as well. So she seemed to really enjoy that in her understanding that the Holy Spirit was working everywhere in all different kinds of ways.
Yeah, and that's a fact, I would say. But just so people, you know, a lot of people tuning in don't know what the heck we're talking about, when we say quote-unquote charismatic Christianity or Pentecostal Christianity, largely we're talking about what?
Well, I would say it comes from the word charism, which means gift. So you were talking about the forms of religion in America that emphasize the gifts of the Spirit, particularly gifts of prophecy, gifts of speaking in tongues, gifts of healing. Divine healing is going to become central to Catholic.
Okay, so
Coleman's.
We call that the gifts of the Spirit in the Scripture. These things are referred to, but a lot of people, even you know, staunch Christians, are unaware of this, right? So we have to be clear that when we're talking about healing, the kind of services where you pray for somebody to be healed, when you're talking about speaking in tongues, which is something I do, when you're talking about the prophetic, when you're talking, that's a whole world. And people in the Pentecostal community are well aware of it. People in the charismatic community are well aware of it. But there are vast swaths of Christendom that don't go near this stuff. They seem to think it just stopped happening, you know, circa 105 AD or something like that.
And it's interesting. Kuhlman actually grows up, her father's Baptist and her mother's Methodist. So she doesn't grow up in a charismatic environment. She never claims to have spoken in tongues. She's kind of, you might call her Pentecostal light, L-I-T-E. And, and that, she actually was kind of controversial within the Pentecostal community because she didn't speak in tongues. She didn't manifest that initial evidence of the Holy Spirit. And so there were some who were saying she was watering down charismatic Christianity, or if you want to include that.
There's always somebody who will complain.
It's true.
That no matter what you do. The thing is, though, that she was famous for these healing services. Much of that was televised, I guess, right? I mean, I don't know what her program was like. Was her program just these healing services, or was it Catherine Kuhlman interviewing people? What was that?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a perfect question, because that's really one of the things that I think is most distinctive about her. And I use the term gentrification for what Kuhlman does. She brings onto her show people who have experienced healing or salvation through the Holy Spirit, but she just sits across from them in a chair, just like we're doing, and just has a conversation with them. So what happens is, instead of filming her miracle services, which she doesn't do until the very end of her life, instead of filming her miracle services like Oral Roberts did, for instance, she brings people on and they just have normal conversations about extremely super normal things. And so you could watch the Catherine Kuhlman show and not particularly believe in charismatic gifts, but you have this regular person sitting there talking about, I was slain in the spirit, or I was healed of emphysema. And all of a sudden you kind of have this, the audience experiences this as, well, that looks like a normal person.
Well, that's, you know, part of what I always hope to do on this program, because people have good questions and they don't know, you know, they need time to process this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be right back, folks. We're talking about Catherine Kuhlman. The book is The Miracle Lady, and the author is Amy Collier Artman. We'll be right back.
Hides a smile when she's wearing a frown.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Reinventing yourself in the new year is hard, but giving your home an upgrade is easy, thanks to Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades and more. Go to Blinds.com now through January 14th and save up to 40%, plus get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 40% off, plus get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
You'd think he'd know whether it was the 4th of July, for crying out loud. I tell you, I'm talking to Amy Collier-Artman. She is the author of a biography of Catherine Kuhlman, the miracle lady. Now, Catherine Kuhlman, we were just talking about her life. How did she get into this kind of ministry? Because you hear about people, whether it is Billy Sunday or whether it is Billy Graham, mm-hmm. they do evangelistic preaching, and you can picture the tens, is the 30s and the 40s and the Sawdust Trail and that kind of thing. But she veers off into something more along the lines of healing and that kind of thing. When does she make that shift? And first of all, how did she, as a 15-year-old, get into being an evangelist? Because that's pretty stinking young.
Mm-hmm. She is apparently according to her sister Myrtle, from her very youngest day, she was very dramatic, very theatrical, loved to kind of be the center of attention. And her sister Myrtle marries Everett Parrott, and they are traveling evangelists. Everett is trained at Moody Bible Institute. And they come back home, and Catherine had basically kind of finished the general schooling that she was probably going to have. And Myrtle's 13 years older than Catherine, and she says, "Why don't you come with us?" And so she travels with them on what at that time was a pretty common travel circuit through the West, where you end up in Denver and also maybe out to California, where Amy Simple McPherson is doing her stuff. Mm-hmm. And so basically, after a while traveling with Everett and Myrtle, Everett and Myrtle get in an argument, and Everett says, "I'm leaving. You guys do it on your own." And Myrtle says, "No, I think I need to go with him." And Kuhlman says, "I'm going to stay here with my pianist, Helen Gulliford, and we're going to stay right here in the Denver area, and we're going to do our own thing." So, but at this point, she's still really doing evangelistic. The healing has not manifested
itself.
But
she's 15 years old.
She's about 20 at this point.
Oh, by this point, she's 20. Okay.
But still young, especially in the, what are we talking, so that's 1927?
Yeah.
No, out there on their own.
Yeah.
So very impressive. But she then begins to, so she's very successful in Denver, and then comes along kind of one of the first big dramas in Catherine Kuhlman's life. Her father dies in an accident, and then soon after this, a traveling evangelist comes into town, into the Denver area, and his name is Burroughs Waltrip. And she calls him Mister. He's married, has two children back in Texas, and they begin to spend a lot of time together. And eventually, over about a year, he divorces his wife, and they get married. This destroys both of their ministries.
As it should.
Well,
I mean, it's kind of an amazing thing that somebody would leave his wife. I mean, when you think about the mess that somebody would leave his wife and kids to marry this younger woman, and then, somehow, I guess you're going to tell us, God blesses her ministry, but wow, it's heartbreaking.
Well, and if she were here with us, she would not talk about this. She rarely talked about her early marriage. She rarely talked about the divorce. She really wanted to move on past that very quickly. But what happens is she pretty quickly realizes that this isn't going to work out. And you can look at it kind of two ways. Is it more, the more cynical way is, this has destroyed our ministry, I need to do something about this. The more maybe respect for what's happening with her spiritually is that she realizes that she has stepped away from the ministry that God has called her to. So she, he eventually files for divorce, and they divorce, and she moves then to Pennsylvania.
Well, before we go there,
area.
I'm just curious, just to get
sure.
this clear, because it's so confusing. How is it that somebody who's an evangelist, could marry a married man, right? Who could, you know, like you kind of think, didn't she know that that was breaking up a family, that that was not more? In other words, I think the reason so many people sneer at Christianity is because it's replete with stories like this, which smell of hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. You know, you say you're going to tell me that I need Jesus to get saved, and you cannot even behave in such a way that is not breaking up marriages, that you do what you want, but then you're going to tell me how to live my life. I mean, did she ever repent of this? Was the divorce of this man, did she see it as a mistake? Or, I mean, did she ever, do we know what she ever thought?
Yes and no. We know what she thought, but only obliquely. She talks towards the end of her life. There's, and this is the only time where she talks about this, and there's a recording of it, and I sat and listened to it and transcribed it, where she talks about how she walked down a dead-end street, and she realized that she was going to have to give up herself. And the word she uses, she says, that day, Catherine Coleman died. So for her, this was a crucifixion of herself.
What was?
This realizing that she had made this mistake, that she had gone away from the call that God had placed on her life, that it had destroyed her Denver ministry that she felt that God had given to her. It had destroyed Burroughs Waltrip's ministry. And she realized that whatever the cost was, she was going to have to come back to God and come back to the call which had been placed on her life. And she says that it was at that moment on that dark night that God, basically that the Holy Spirit, she often talks about the Holy Spirit, took every part of her, and that they communicated with each other like a husband communicates with a wife. So there's very kind of a sense that she has been unfaithful to the Holy Spirit, and that she's returning now to her true mate, the Holy Spirit. And she talks about death, and that she told God, you know, basically take nothing and use it. And God does. And then what happens is, it's kind of like the proof is in the pudding. She goes to Pittsburgh, and the right outside of Pittsburgh in Franklin, and she starts her ministry again. And Eric, that should have been the end of her ministry. After a divorce, I mean, in that day and age, for her to be a divorced female evangelist.
Well, it's kind of funny because we're worried about her being divorced, but the point is that it was the marriage to a man who got divorced, which I would have thought would have been the end of her.
Right.
You know.
Right. That she's very complicated, and that's one of the things I like about her. She's very human. She doesn't live a perfect life, but she does step back from this, and she begins again outside of Pittsburgh. And it's only at that point in the night, when she's in her 40s or early 40s, that's when the miracles start. So there's
really
some connection there between her consecration of herself,
right,
of giving up this bad decision.
So she never married again?
Never.
Okay.
No.
It's fascinating. You have something similar with Amy Semple McPherson.
Exactly.
Which is just confused and, you know, troubling. But it's at least good to know that at some point Catherine Coleman does get it. And,
yes,
you know, you actually have to ask the question, was she a Christian before that? Or what, you know, because there's so many people who can go through the motions in ministry and yet something is missing, and then at some point you see this change, and who's to say, but it is interesting that this does happen, and that's, as you say, when the healings happen. Now, how did they begin to happen?
She tells the story of that she is preaching, and she's not preaching about healing. She had done some healing in Denver, but it was not the center of her ministry. So she's outside of Pittsburgh. She's at the Franklin Gospel Tabernacle, and she begins preaching one night, and she's just preaching about the power of the Holy Spirit. And the next night, she has another service, and a woman stands up and says, you know, Ms. Coleman, I want to tell you what happened. And Ms. Coleman says, okay. And she says, last night while you were preaching, I was healed. And that's going to be the pattern for Catherine Coleman. She doesn't lay hands on. She doesn't have healing lines. She preaches. And while she's
wow.
preaching, the Holy Spirit moves, is her understanding, and heals people. And that's how it began. I wish, you know, we don't have, like I said, we don't have the name of the woman, but that's the way Coleman tells it. In one of her books, she talks about it's the beginning of miracles. So that's when it begins to happen. And then after that, she becomes more aware that she has what in charismatic Christianity is called the word of knowledge.
Yeah.
So it's not so much that she's a healer. She hated being called a healer. She did not want to be called a faith healer.
Right, right, right.
But that she preaches how big God is, how powerful the Holy Spirit is. And while she does that, people are healed.
It's so fascinating. I mean, there's just so much on this issue, because a lot of times people who move in this stuff seem to, I don't know if it's because they have a kind of an emotional personality, mm-hmm. but they tend to fall into trouble sometimes. I mean, we can think of people like Benny Hinn or whatever, and it's always easy either to completely write them off and say this person's a hypocrite and a pig and I want nothing to do with them, they're frauds, or to look the other way, when really it's much more complicated, because I know people who have absolutely been healed dramatically through Benny Hinn. And I think, well, you've got to deal with the facts. You know, mm-hmm. you can talk about whether that happened or didn't, or was it the devil that healed them? I mean, these are really important questions. We're going to go to a break here, but I am talking, folks, about Catherine Kuhlman. The book is The Miracle Lady, and the author with me in the studio, Amy Collier Artman. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Democrat Cory Booker has dropped out of the presidential race after failing to qualify for the December primary debate. Booker had announced that he was ending a campaign that failed to gain traction. The U.S. senator from New Jersey had struggled in polling and fundraising since launching his bid last February. The White House says President Trump will highlight his policies on trade and domestic energy when he addresses the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention. That's coming up this weekend in Austin, Texas. Queen Elizabeth has agreed to grant Prince Harry and his wife Meghan their wish for a more independent life, allowing them to move part-time to Canada while remaining firmly in the House of Windsor. The British monarch said in a statement that the summit of senior royals today was constructive. The Dow up 50 points now, and the NASDAQ ahead 82. This is SRN News.
Okay, you're not perfect. Like millions of other hardworking Americans, you have a tax debt. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Option A, you can do nothing, which isn't a very good option. Eventually, the taxes will double or triple in size, and the bad news goes up from there. Or option B, you tackle it head on with the folks at Stop IRS Debt. They've been helping people just like you for years and earned an A-plus rating for a reason. Their tax debt reduction strategies work. And now you can supercharge your results with the IRS Fresh Start program. Powerful new savings have been unlocked to dramatically reduce what you owe. So if you need your returns filed, a garnishment lifted, or just want to know your options, call Stop IRS Debt now and get your personalized savings plan. It's completely free, so don't wait. Call 800-484-9611 now to check for savings. That's 800-484-9611. 800-484-9611.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day, and they said you were
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's the Eagles. I'm Eric, and I'm talking to Amy Collier Artman, who has written a book titled The Miracle Lady, Catherine Kuhlman and the Transformation of Charismatic Christianity. You talk, Amy, about how it was not easy for her as a woman to be a public evangelist. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine in the earlier part of the 20th century, in the middle part of the 20th century, that would have been complicated. So how did that work?
She's very interesting and somewhat challenging in this area, because part of what she does is she uses what we talked about this the last time we were talking about this. She uses negation of herself. She talks a lot about how that God chose one or two men to do this ministry and they said no, and she was just foolish enough to say yes. So she does that. So she has that going on. But at the same time, she is building this very successful nonprofit corporation, the Catherine Kuhlman Foundation. She's beginning to preach at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, which seats 5,000 people. Mm. So she's preaching there every month. So she's this interesting figure who lives out a life as a woman in that time period in the middle of the 20th century that wasn't available to a lot of women, but doesn't then advocate for that lifestyle herself, if that makes sense.
In other words, she was not an in-your-face feminist. She was simply doing what she felt God called her to do.
Exactly.
She is famous for, I think, that the years that she was preaching in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I mean, she became most well-known. What were the years, roughly, that she was doing that?
So 65 to 75, she's preaching in Los Angeles. She's also doing services at in Pittsburgh and also outside of Pittsburgh, and also her television show, which is syndicated. So I Believe in Miracles, and then also her best-selling books, I Believe in Miracles, God Can Do It Again. That's all happening in that basically 1960 to 75 time period.
And it's interesting to me because as far as I can tell, there is no fraud surrounding her. I mean, this is a woman, she was the real deal, mm-hmm. that people really were getting healed from her. But I imagine that she would have theological enemies, people who weren't into this and would cite her being a woman maybe as the main reason that they don't trust her, and then they would go on from there.
There are a couple of things going on there. She fully believed that she was in the end times, and that is why she had been called into ministry. She believed that there would be a miracle service where everyone was healed. And until the day she died, she hoped every time she walked into one of her miracle services.
She actually thought that would happen in one of her services.
Yes, as a sign of the second coming, of the imminent
wow.
second coming of Jesus. And, of course, that doesn't happen
right.
Before she dies.
But as far as I know, Jesus has not returned.
Correct.
Okay. So that's so interesting because we do find a lot of that in the 70s and the mm-hmm. 80s and the 90s, this idea that, you know, the looming turning of the millennium, that somehow Jesus is going to be right back. And that has faded away to some extent. Mm-hmm. You always hear people talk. No, nobody ever says we're not living in the last days, but people are less specific about it.
And I think that for her, that was much more wrapped up in kind of justifying her role as the single head. So she's not married. There's no sense of covering. She's this single female who is leading this tremendous ministry. So I think it played more of a role in that way as well.
Interesting. Yeah, you get a lot of that with people. I mean, anytime you can make the argument that the end is nigh, you can get away with all kinds of kooky stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether it's the Millerites or the Shakers or whoever mm-hmm. it is so you can see why people are suspicious of this. Martin Luther, about whom I wrote, had some of that going on at the end of his life, that the rules change because, you know, the Antichrist is around the corner, and that can cause problems.
Well, and you were talking about the suspicion of her. There's a couple of... William Nolan wrote A Doctor in Search of a Miracle. And this is really a book that comes out, 74, around in there, that is the biggest challenge to her ministry throughout her entire life. She has lots of challenges. But he goes to one of her miracle services and basically comes back around, and he gives kind of the most damning criticism he can. And what he says is that she doesn't understand how harmful she's being, that she genuinely believes that she's doing something good. But from his perspective, she is hurting people. These are all psychosomatic illnesses. No one's really being healed. There's no proof that anyone's being healed. And that's why she goes on the Johnny Carson show. The week before, Dr. Nolan had been on. And so she comes back on to rebut what he had said.
Wow.
And one of my favorite things...
has to be on YouTube.
It's not.
You're
as far
kidding.
As I know, the only place this exists is in the archives at Wheaton. So everybody go to Wheaton,
Don't you
Illinois.
Think the people of Wheaton could put this on YouTube?
They can't. We got to get the Catherine Coleman Foundation to let them
Anybody
let
can
them
put it on
it.
YouTube. Everything's on YouTube.
I agree.
Wow, that's so interesting. Okay, so... So she goes on to rebut it. And what is your sense of that? I mean, do you think that she did successfully rebut it?
I think that for anyone who is involved in healing, the question, and this is a question I always get when I talk about Coleman, do you think her miracles were real or were they fake? And my answer, or was she real or was she fake? And my kind of irritating answer is usually yes.
Hang on a second. We're going to be right back. Final segment, talking to Amy Collier Artman. The book is about Catherine Coleman, the miracle lady.
Reasons, these things that are pleasing you.
Now, Albin, we didn't make New Year's resolutions.
No. Neither.
Did you?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
But you know what? A lot of people did. And one of them, for some people, is to get out of pain. A lot of people deal with chronic pain. I do. Okay. And I would say within a few weeks, almost everybody who is listening, if you're dealing with this, you can get out of pain. Most of you can. Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have created the 3-week quick start pack of Relief Factor, and they've discounted it to $19.95. So this is a New Year's resolution. You can very likely accomplish getting out of pain, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, general muscle aches, pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. Honestly, it works for me. That's why I rave about it. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack, $19.95. You'll know within 3 weeks. Or you can call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial-free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Tom from K&11, and I have one question for you.
What size socks are you wearing right now? If you're like everyone else I've asked, you simply don't know. How could you? That's because until now, socks were made in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. But not at Kane 11. We make our socks in 11 individual sizes from 7 to 17. That's right, 7 to 17. Great looks and colors to fit everyone's lifestyle. From cotton to wool or anything in between, Kane 11's got the perfect sock for you. Better yarns, better quality, just a better sock. If you don't love them just like we do, send them back for a full refund. That's the Kane 11 promise. Once you wear a pair of Kane 11's, I guarantee you'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again.
Save 20% off your first order when you text SOCKS to 246810. That's text SOCKS to 246810. Text SOCKS to 246810.
Don't you like this music? It's hard to talk because the music is so awesome.
We'll just sit and listen to the music.
I know. I want to, but I can't because you're here and they're paying us to have a conversation, not to listen to the music.
Okay.
Man,
okay.
Doesn't that stink?
All
I hate
right.
that.
All right.
But the good news is that you're very interesting to talk to. So let's go back to what you were just saying. So she goes on the Johnny Carson show mm-hmm. to rebut this attack on mm-hmm. her and her ministry, and mm-hmm. she says what?
Well, so William Nolan has attacked her basically and said that she just doesn't fully understand the damage that she's doing, and that basically these are all psychosomatic healings that are happening in her healing services. And Johnny Carson has talked to Nolan in the last week and leans into Coleman, literally. I mean, it's interesting to watch them on the video. Kind of leans into her and he says, you know, Dr. Nolan was on, and she kind of, it's funny because when he mentions the name of Dr. Nolan, Coleman's obviously kind of like, oh, yes, I know him. And he says he was on, and he said that most of the healings that happen at your worship services are psychosomatic. And she just smiles and she says, well, Johnny, what do doctors say are the most difficult illnesses to heal? And he kind of goes, psychosomatic illnesses. And she says, yes. And basically then continues after that beautiful, savvy rhetorical move right there that brings in the healing of psychosomatic illness into the realm of miracle.
Right.
Instead of saying, well, no, that's not a miracle. And then she goes on to say that all I do, Johnny, is I tell people how big God is, how good God is. And that's what brings about the healing.
Wow. Yeah, nicely done, Catherine.
Great. Yeah,
you're ready
great.
For prime time. actually, it's interesting because when you're talking about healing, it can be so frustrating because it's everything, right? In other words, there's plenty of fraud and plenty of, you know, fools who go to places and say they're healed and they're not healed or whatever. Mm-hmm. But just because of that doesn't get you around the fact that there are real miracles mm-hmm. and that there are people. And so if you want to focus on the fraud or the confusion or whatever, it's easy to do. I mean, I've had that happen where friends, you know, somebody says so-and-so was healed the other day, and then they were not, you
right.
know, and I get angry because I say, hey, you be careful when you say this stuff, because healing is really an amazing, beautiful thing. Don't mm-hmm. denigrate it by just saying that, you know. So that part of it really is important.
She begins every one of her I Believe in Miracles television shows. She says, I believe in miracles. I have to because I see them every day. And so for her, it was just this constant experience of the miraculous made her to where she just couldn't deny that it was happening.
Right. Well, it is interesting because the evidence for miracles is very different. You know, when we're talking about science, it's really like more like a court of law. Like when somebody is pronounced guilty or innocent in a court of law, it's not something you can do on a chalkboard or in a test tube.
Mm-hmm.
You have to weigh, is this person credible? Is mm-hmm. this expert credible?
Mm-hmm.
Is the person who, you know, they gave this person this kind of a test, are they credible? Do they do it in the right way? There's all kinds of variables and things. And in my book on miracles, I said I'm only going to write about miracles that either I've experienced myself or that people I know have experienced. So I can already know they're not crazy, they're not prone to hyperbole or emotionalism, because those are very important things. And I've seen that in the Christian community where people are just prone to call everything a miracle or to call every blessing a miracle. And you think, well, we need to be a little bit more careful about how we talk about this, because there are people who don't believe this, and we want to help them see whether something is real or isn't. So that is interesting. But I know there are lots of books being written, you know, as we sit here. I don't know if you're familiar with Craig Keener, but he wrote a 2-volume academic magisterial work on miracles. It's amazing. And so it's hard to deny that there's something there. And anyone who does that categorically, I can't take them seriously, because the evidence is just overwhelming.
She, if I could kind of add to that, one of the things I thought was impressive about her is in her miracle services, and this isn't unique to her, she would line up doctors, medical doctors, either in the front row or put them on the platform with her and have them also testify or speak to the fact that they believe that these miracles were legitimate as well. Now, they could be fraudulent as well, but she didn't have to do that.
Well, that's the thing, is that I think that there are certain people who will never believe because they are predisposed to scoff. And then there are other people that are overly disposed to believe. And I think that we all have to have, you know, a kind of a reasonable faith. And it's good that she was willing to do that. Were there none of the miracles ever confirmed by doctors in a more fulsome way?
Yes. In her books that she writes, she definitely has follow-up, and there are some that were accounted for by medical doctors as well. And then also she would have people, before they would come on to her television series, they would have been vetted before as well. Like, okay, we don't want someone to come on and tell a big story about this and end up having someone look into it and have it not be real.
Right.
And you said something interesting that I think about faith, and that having faith. One of the things I think that's very admirable about Catherine Coleman is that as she goes through her work, she begins to talk about what faith is. And she says, I no longer try to define faith, because I have seen people who have no belief be healed.
Right.
And people who are very faithful not receive a healing. And so she takes this very humble attitude of, I don't know why people are healed and why they're not.
I always say that if you think it's that you need faith to get healed, all you have to do is think of Lazarus rotting in the tomb. How much faith did Lazarus have? Less than none. He was a rotting corpse, and Jesus healed him. So we know that God is the one who does the healing, and there's a mystery on the faith side. I think it's appropriate to try to have faith, only because in a funny way, you're agreeing with God. You're agreeing with the reality of the universe, that God says, of course I can do all things, and, you know, but I want to lock the doors and keep you for one more segment. So, but in this segment, let me just ask you to follow up on what this gentleman was saying when he said he thought that she did harm. How did he think that she was doing harm?
Well, he described, for instance, let's say a person who possibly had some type of, he used a particular word for it, but what it means is like an actual medical illness, perhaps paralysis of some sort, and that the emotion would become so strong that, say, the person would stand up and walk a few steps.
Actually, we're going to a break here. We're going to have at least 10 more minutes to talk about Catherine Coleman with Amy Collier Artman.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It's still not clear whether the Senate will hold a trial once it receives the articles of impeachment from the House. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
For weeks, there's been a standoff between Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Pelosi over what the GOP-controlled Senate should do once the articles are delivered. Pelosi has been demanding guarantees there will be a full-blown trial with public testimony from witnesses. McConnell says Pelosi has no business trying to run a Senate from the House. And just last week, he signed onto a measure that would allow the Senate to dismiss the articles with no trial. President Trump favors that approach as well, tweeting that any trial would give what he calls the impeachment hoax credibility it doesn't deserve. Bob Agnew reports.
Stocks are higher, investors looking ahead to the signing of an initial trade deal with China and the potential for future talks. The Dow is now up 53 points. The NASDAQ ahead 78. The S&P 17 points higher. This is SRN News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1225. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Hey there, folks. This is Eric Metaxas Show. Now, Albin, this is very important. First of all, tomorrow we're going to have the time for me to talk about duck hunting with the Duck Dynasty Gang and my daughter.
Very
tomorrow.
Exciting. Very exciting.
Today, we only have time to do something that's extremely important.
Okay.
And that is to announce the five grand prize winners. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is for the month of December. We are doing a whole new month of raising money for CSI this month in January. But in December, we had five grand prize winners. In January, at the end of this month, we will pick five new grand prize winners, just so you understand that.
Yes.
But for the month of December, here are the winners. Ladies and gentlemen, the two top winners,
bing,
are Janet McKimmon of Vermilion.
I think that's Canada.
That's Canada. That's Alberta, British Columbia, I think, right?
I think
anyway,
so.
Anyway, Janet McKimmon, now remember, this is not based on what people gave.
No.
Anybody who gave got entered into a contest. So these are the winners. This is independent of what you gave, right? Okay, so the first winner is Janet McKimmon from Vermilion or Vermilion AB. And Dave Saunders from Sugar Land, Texas.
Texas, okay? Hanging in there. Good.
These are the two people that win signed copies. These are, this is like, you know, very tough to get. Of most of my books, hardcovers, okay, signed copies. Signed copies of Hamster Homes, the series. There are now six books in that.
That's right.
And a number of other books of special guests we've had on this radio program. This, folks, this is, like, amazing. I hope you understand that. And part of that, of course, is signed copies of Donald Drains the Swamp, Donald Builds the Wall, Bonhoeffer, on and on and on and on. The next three grand prize winners, okay, this is the subcategory. Each of these three people gets a couple of signed books and a visit to the studio if you come to New York. If you don't come to New York and you know somebody who lives in New York or who is coming to New York, these tickets are transferable. So you can say to a nephew or a niece, hey, I'm not planning on coming to New York this year, but I won a visit to the Eric Metaxas studio, and this is only while we're taping. We're not talking about you come to the studio when nobody's here, right?
No.
It's when we're here,
right,
and we want to meet you and hang out with you. And by the way, it doesn't have to be just one person, okay?
No.
You can bring your family, or you can bring a group of friends. We don't care. We love it, okay? So here are the three winners. Caleb Osborne of Deer Trail, Colorado. Come on down.
Woo-hoo.
David and Cynthia Dodaro of Santa Barbara, California.
Yay.
Come on down. And Gregory Cook, also, this is bizarre, Deer Trail,
whoa,
Colorado.
Oh, boy.
Wow, that's actually weird.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Oh, my goodness.
So the three of you, Caleb Osborne, David and Cynthia Dodaro, and Gregory Cook, each win a visit to the studio.
And there are sandwiches.
And some extra books.
Yeah.
Now, one of these people has already given enough money to have a visit to the studio.
Right.
This means that you get to transfer, you get two visits to the studio. In other words, you get a visit to the studio, but you know, you are automatically getting another one. So you now have one, two visits. So if you want to give that to a friend or something like that, just want to be clear, we will be in touch with you by email.
Yes, and don't forget, there's still time for this month. You must give to CSI.
Oh, yeah.
You
We're
must.
Doing a whole new thing for CSI this month, and anybody listening right now, for giving any amount, you can win one of these grand prizes. These are worth a lot, but you can win one just by giving $25 or whatever. We're just going to put your name in a hat, just as we did now. Thank you for listening. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back.
Thank
you for listening.
Will.